ecumenical today as we were when other members in previous years were part of us. It's a real blessing. But doing that and following that journey seriously costs at times, and sometimes that cost is personal. Sometimes it's hard, yet we chose to do it. And we journeyed for that part of the journey we could be, and we give thanks to God. And those of us who are members today, give thanks to those of us and those who are here just today who took the early part of that journey, set some of the foundations, built, and saw where God took it. We thank you for being with us here today. We also want to take the opportunity of thanking our kind hosts for this building, Acton Hill Church. We have Reverend Sherlyn Toppin at the back. Reverend Sherlyn, thank you so much for being with us today, who's the minister of this church. And it's been a tremendous blessing as being our main Antioch gathering venue for more than 20 years now, I think. Or at least getting on for 20 years. Oh, no, more than 20 years. It might be even close to 30 years, actually, now. So just a big thank you to Acton Hill Church for that amazing blessing to us. Some of us here were never made it, never came to Acton, this church. Went to Sacred Heart Seminary, the Sacred Heart School in Hammersmith, maybe. Or other venues I can't even think of right now. Catholic Housing Aid Association for men's and women's events. And all kinds of things that only some of the older members, or those who are very young but still have memories of those days. I don't know what Dan Turner comes in here. He was, no, it doesn't remember anything. So big thank yous. What we want to do, though, primarily is thank the Lord. And the primary thing we want to do is to start with worshiping him. We've always said this as Antioch, that the starting point is the Lord, giving him praise, giving him worship, and giving him the thanks he's due for the blessing in the way he's poured out many, many things on us and to us. What a great God. And we can do that together as brothers and sisters in the Lord, brothers and sisters of Antioch today, brothers and sisters of Antioch in the past, brothers and sisters who are just simply Christians together, giving thanks for the different ways in which he allows us to do that. Then we're going to take a little time just to reflect in a bit of a panel discussion on different people's experiences. And then we'll hear from Bruce Yoakum, who's one of the key men who originally came from the States when Antioch had its founding. And we had a few people coming from the United States as founding brothers and sisters who helped us and guided us. Bruce was one of those. Bruce is now living in London and is a regular member of Antioch, in fact. But he'll be speaking to us briefly. And then we'll conclude with the time of thanksgiving. So I'm going to invite us all to stand to worship. Some of the songs we'll know. Some of the songs will say, oh, I remember that. And we're still singing it. Maybe we're singing it especially today. But we'll also be some of the newer songs, probably. I don't know, actually, what's been picked. I haven't chosen a song list, but I've left it with the team here. And I'm going to hand over to Anthony to lead us in our early worship. Let's turn to the Lord and give him praise.